This story was sent in by member David North, a long-time supporter of the Russian Arctic Convoy Museum project. Here he explains his connection. My partner Hilly and I were together some 27 years until 7 years ago she sadly passed away. Her father, Norman Stanley Kemp, with whom I had the pleasure of spending many hours serving as an able seaman quartermaster on the destroyer HMS Cassandra, one of the many escort vessels to the Arctic convoys. On the 11th of December 1944, having departed Loch Ewe en route to Russia, Norman left his bunk in the bow of the ship in the early hours to go on duty in the wheelhouse. Unseen by those on board, U-boat U-365 had encroached within range and released a torpedo that took away most of the bow of Cassandra, as well as 62 lives of the men in the sleeping quarters. Norman survived and remained on board as the vessel was towed to the Russian port of Murmansk for repairs to over a period of months before returning with Norman to the UK. After Norman passed on, we found ourselves with artifacts to hand on various military museums. Hence, we came across the Russian Arctic Convoy Museum project, which was set up to honour those who served in convoys during World War II. We travelled to Loch Ewe to meet the trustees. In her will, Hilly made a generous donation to the museum project, a legacy from her father. With matching funds from the Scottish Government, we were able to secure the building near Loch Ewe within which the museum is now housed. David Craig's experience is one of many recorded by the project. According to the former chairman, George Milne, who knew him as Mr. Craig, wanted his story told so that the sacrifice and contribution to peace made by his comrades is always remembered.